Hello, I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. I'm glad you joined me today as we continue our series on God's abundant supply. We hear a lot said today about the prosperity gospel. What I'm sharing with you is not what some people call the prosperity gospel. What I understand they mean by that, and this has happened where some people, money becomes the focal point and becomes central in their faith and in their preaching, and it seems that they are pursuing money and using their faith in Scripture, and their goal is to accumulate more money, bigger houses, bigger cars. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about pursuing God. We're talking about walking in obedience to Him and fulfilling His will and purpose. But in the process of doing that, He has promised to abundantly supply all of our need according to His riches in glory. Financial blessing, financial prosperity, and blessing are a byproduct of the gospel. They're not the central message of the gospel, but it is a byproduct of walking in faith and serving God. He has promised to meet our needs and to abundantly supply all that we need. And so, that being said, I want to speak to you today about how that God wants to make you rich. Now, when I say God wants to make you rich, let's define rich. I don't mean that it's God's will for everybody to be driving a Rolls Royce. It's not God's will for everybody to have their own private jet plane. It's not God's will for everybody to be living in a million-dollar mansion. But let me give you a biblical description of what I mean when I use the word rich. And I'm going to use it from 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. And I'll share a little story associated with this. God really ministered this to me powerfully in 1991. And 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, Paul writing says, "And God is able to make all grace abound." Notice the word abound. When something is abounding, that means there's a whole lot of it. "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work." My friends, that's the biblical definition of being rich. You always have everything you need for your own needs, but you have an abundance, Paul said, for every good work. You have an abundance to help people in need. You have an abundance to give to help sending the gospel throughout the earth. You have everything that you need. You're satisfied, but then you have an abundance by which to bless others. And let me read that again. "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency, everything you need, you always have all sufficiency." Wow. "In all things, may have an abundance for every good work." Wow. I tell you, God ministered that to me September of 1991. Sue and I had accepted an invitation to be on the staff and faculty at Zion Bible Institute in Barrington, Rhode Island, just a little way south of Providence, Rhode Island. About 150 miles north of New York City, and it's very wonderful, powerful school. Had been founded back in the 1920s. Was called the School of the Prophets, and was founded by a woman named Christine Gibson. And they were a faith school. It was founded during the times of the Depression, and it was founded as a faith school. So they did not charge tuition. They did not pay salaries. Now, that had been adjusted through the years, but when we went there, they were still considered a faith school. There were probably about 300 students mostly from the northeast part of the United States, but they had quite a few foreign students as well. And a very impressive training center. I've been very impressed, you and I both, with Zion Bible College. Well, we were being paid $62.50 each. $62.50 each. Now, that's not very much. But we did have our housing supplied, and they had a cafeteria for the students, and we could eat for free in the cafeteria. Now, but anything else, you know, cars, insurance, car payments, insurance, clothes, anything like that, you know, that was, you know, we were going to have to bleed for that. And so we went there, and it was very, the finances were challenging. We were feeling the pinch. It was feeling like we were in lack, but yet we were standing on God's word. God had taught us that we have no lack. So we're not yielding to it, but we are accepting the challenge, and we're standing on God's word. And one Sunday morning, the campus was very quiet. Everybody was required to go to church somewhere on Sunday, so the campus was empty. And I went to the chapel that morning. Sue and I didn't go anywhere. I went to the chapel. It was very quiet. And I lay in the floor. And I had just laid my Bible on the floor. And it had randomly fallen open by me. And I was lying on the floor. And I was praying about our financial situation. And as I was praying, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart two words. 8998. And I felt that those were passages. And I looked over, and I was lying, but I was lying face down on the floor praying about our financial needs. And the words 8-9 and 9-8 came to me. And I sensed it was the Holy Spirit speaking to me about certain scriptures. I looked over at my Bible and was open to 2 Corinthians. So I turned over and read 2 Corinthians 8-9. And 9-8. Now, we just read 9-8, but let me read 8-9. And both of them speak of God's grace. And both of them speak of God abundant blessings coming to us out of His grace. Not out of something we have earned, but out of His grace. And chapter 8, verse 9, and the whole context, if you read it, Paul is talking about monetary issues. He's talking about an offering that he's collecting, and he's talking about sowing and reaping. And in chapter 8, verse 9, listen to this. He says to the Corinthians, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich." Wow. Let me read that again. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich," yes, he was God, "yet for your sakes he became poor. He came to the place where he had nothing but a loincloth hanging on a Roman cross. For your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich." Wow. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ." And then I looked over at 9-8. I was amazed. It was also about grace and God's abundant provision. "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work." I was so, this was so resonating. I knew it was God speaking to me and encouraging me that it was His will that I be abundantly blessed, that I be made rich in the sense of having everything that I needed and an abundance with which to bless others and be a blessing to others. And I knew God was speaking to me. It was just filling my heart, and I got my calendar. I wanted to write it down in my calendar. And when I went to write it down in my, here's what it was. I wanted to write the date next in my Bible next to these passages. That's what it was. I got my calendar to look to see what the date, actual date was. And when I saw the date and when I wrote it in the calendar, it was like I was amazed because I found myself writing in my calendar 9-8. 9:8, 9:1. And the passages he had given me were 8:9 and 9:8. And now I write in my calendar the date 9:8, 9:1. Wow. And I knew that God was speaking to me again about not having any lack. And he was expressing it just in a different way, that he actually wanted to make me rich in the sense, and again, I'm not talking about that everybody's going to have a jet airplane, live in a million-dollar mansion, and so on. I actually have no desire for any of those things. I do have a desire to have everything that I need to preach the gospel around the world. Wow. To have the equipment that we need in our studio to preach the gospel, and have an abundance with which to bless others and help people in need and help others who are sharing the gospel around the world. And that's what it is here. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. My friends, I encourage you, take those passages, stand on them. Yes, go ahead and say, God, make me rich, not for selfish, egotistical purposes, but so that I can be a blessing to your people and help spread the gospel all over the world. Yes, my friend, God, it's God's will that you become rich out of his grace and be a blessing to this world. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. I look forward to seeing you next time for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.